The Maricopa County Community College District is in the midst of massive change. Earlier this year, the district's governing board eliminated the meet and confer provision. That departure was criticized by a number of faculty members who said it would keep them from being able to work with administrators on items including wages, governance, and benefits. Faculty members expressed other concerns as well. And this week, the Higher Learning Commission, the district's accrediting body, sent the district a letter that it wasn't taking any immediate further action at this time. But the HLC did say it would continue to monitor some of the issues during its next evaluation of a district college next fall. To get reaction to that letter, I'm joined by Dr. Carla Fisher. She is provost of the district. Dr. Fisher, how do you respond to what the HLC wrote?
So this is part of a regular process with HLC. Certainly in a district this size, we will have complaints come from faculty or staff, and that's exactly where they should go, is for HLC to take a look at it and make sure that we are in compliance with accreditation standards. So the most recent letter, it was positive. It came back relatively quickly, and they are not going to take any action at this time. They did have some recommendations for us that, of course, we will take very seriously. But overall, it seems to be a positive response.
Let me ask you a big picture as someone who has worked as a peer reviewer for the Higher Learning Commission. We obviously in this area think this is a pretty big deal. Is this in the big picture? I'm not talking about how it affects individuals, but in terms of the overall scope of education across the country, what the HLC does, how significant is this?
Certainly, if HLC had come back with several findings that needed immediate reporting, that would be majorly significant. Accreditation is very important for our financial aid funding, so of course we pay a lot of attention to that. But in the grand scheme of things, the fact that we've had two complaints significantly about the same kind of concept, and both times the HLC has cleared us of that, it doesn't feel as significant as perhaps it feels individually.
Also, big picture, there have been many, many changes going on in the district, meet and confer that situation, some other things as well since your tenure has started. How challenging is this to make these changes, especially in the midst of things that a lot of people, frankly, are probably not real excited about?
Yes, we are in the middle of a transformation. Transformation that isn't just an initiative, but truly a different way of thinking about how we serve our students, how we do our work, how important we are, frankly, to the workforce goals within the state. So transformation is hard. Change is always difficult. You know, one of my great colleagues often says that the only people that like change are wet babies. So it will result in some issues and complaints and challenges, but we have to work through those. The other thing that I say to my staff a lot is butterfly getting out of a chrysalis is not an easy process. And so the butterfly needs the struggle in order to get out to be strong enough to survive. We're in the midst of that struggle coming out of a chrysalis of a couple of decades, and so it's going to take us some time to struggle through it together. But I have every confidence that we can get there.
So in order for this massive district to remain competitive and ahead of the pack, you're saying these are things that have to be done?
Absolutely. And it's the right thing for our students. We know that our Gen Z students are different than our former generations. They need different kinds of direction, certainly in our advising that we're redoing. We have so many different projects all working together to create a new student experience that we think will be incredibly competitive.
I'm going to look at the letter just for one second because I want to point out one thing specifically. But in the HLC letter to Chancellor Hopper-Marinick, I also want to reinforce the importance of overall effective board governance. While your response includes good examples of the responsibilities of trustees, critical to remember it is not the role of board members to engage in operations in each of the system's institutions. Now, we know living here in Maricopa County, the governing board is elected. And how would you respond in some ways to what the Learning Commission? Does it reflect a lack of understanding? Are they right?
HLC is absolutely correct that in policy governance, operations are the purview of administration. Our board members are elected officials, so they have districts and they have colleges within the districts, and they're very interested in what's going on there. I would say they haven't overstepped their bounds, and I know that the chancellor is taking that particular recommendation very seriously.
So the position that you're in and the chancellor's in, you have college presidents to work with, you have the governing board to work with. How delicate a balance is there?
We're not going to please everybody. It is a bit of a tightrope walk sometimes, because there are lots of different stakeholders that all have a different perspective. I think we all want the same things for students, and as long as we can continue to center our work around what's best for students, we can get past some of those things that we disagree on. But there will be disagreements, and I think we have to be comfortable again with that struggle so we can get stronger.
Next up for specific accreditation is Gateway. Are there any indications based on having worked at HLC, based on how HLC works? Are there things you're looking to that would indicate anything to you in terms of what they're thinking about or progress that the district needs to make at this point? Anything to look ahead to 2019?
I think when we have an HLC visit to any of our individually accredited colleges, we're always concerned about the criteria for accreditation and also the assumed practices. There's nothing in the letter particularly that concerns me about Gateway in particular or any of the others that are coming up over the next few years. I think what HLC will be interested in, peer reviewers will be interested in, is the transformation work, particularly our guided pathways work. So really working on our curriculum and changing that, making it much more effective for students. Our advising work, moving to more of a case management model so students get a lot more personal attention. Certainly what we're doing on the websites. I mean, there's so many things that we're working on. I think that's where their interest will be.
Dr. Carla Fisher is provost of the Maricopa County Community College District. KJZZ is licensed to the district. Dr. Fisher, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
The concerns were largely brought by district faculty members, and joining me to talk about what they think of the HLC's response is John Champel. He's a biology professor at Phoenix College and the current Faculty Association president for MCCCD. And John, let me first get your reaction to what the Higher Learning Commission had to say.
Well, I'm glad that they're taking our complaint seriously. They're going to be coming out, and when they come to see to look at Gateway again in the fall, and the letter that was sent by the president to the chancellor very clearly states that there are issues that have been recurring at this district, both now with this governing board and the last time that there was a complaint lodged in 2010, which the letter cites.
Do you wish that the Higher Learning Commission had taken action now as opposed to waiting until it came to take a look at Gateway?
I think we would have preferred that, but the fact that the letter starts off by saying they're not taking immediate further action at this time, and then the rest of the letter, multiple paragraphs, outlined the problems that are occurring at the district now that need to be addressed with this governing board.
So what do you and what do your colleagues, maybe especially at Gateway, do between now and when the HLC comes out to look at that school to try to maybe make some changes?
Well, as you may be aware, there was just an election, and the composition of the governing board will change come January. And so we are very hopeful that that change in composition will actually result in a change in action by the board.
You think the board might put some pressure on the community college leadership, the administration, to make some of these changes?
I think the board could enact changes themselves and, yes, also put pressure on the chancellor and higher level administrators at the district to reinstitute, to get us back into the partnership that has worked so successfully with faculty and the governing board and district administrative leadership for years.
Have you met with any of the incoming governing board members or even any of the holdover governing board members to talk about some of this stuff and figure out ways to make some of these things happen?
During the campaign and subsequent, I've had informal conversations on occasion with those governing board members to try to get them to understand where the issues are. I think the incoming members are quite clear on where the issues have been, and it was one of the motivating reasons that caused them to want to get into the race.
Now, it looks as though nothing will happen with the meet and confer provision, which the governing board did away with not that long ago. Is that something that continues to be a concern for you and for your members?
Absolutely. I think that we're still in a state of limbo with respect to how faculty and administration come together to try to collaboratively problem solve at the district. There are mechanisms that have been put into place that were unilaterally mandated, and I would argue quite half-hearted, that do not replace meet and confer and do not replace the residential faculty policies, which have been in place for decades and have been evolving to suit the needs of the district. So I think that this board could actually potentially reverse all of those changes with a vote.
So I'm curious about sort of the overall working relationship now between members of the faculty at the community college and the administration, and maybe to an extent the governing board. I know that relations have been strained a little bit over the past several months. Where are they now, and what are your expectations and maybe your hopes for getting them better?
Well, the Faculty Association leadership, the president, which is the office I occupy now, and the past and president-elect, used to meet monthly with the chancellor. We used to meet regularly with all the vice chancellors we were the chief administrative liaisons for faculty to be able to, you know, have productive meetings to solve problems in a real-time way. Since February 27th, I think I've met one time with the chancellor at my invitation, and all those meetings with all those senior administrators were canceled at that point. So what we need to do is to turn that back around. And I think that could be done quite easily if administrative leadership decided to do that.
It sounds like you have some measure of optimism there.
Yeah, I do. I think that all of these changes are malleable and potentially reversible, because mistakes have been made in making these decisions. And I think that that's acknowledged by some of the new board members, and that there's a high likelihood that this could get turned around.
All right. That's John Champel, a biology professor at Phoenix College and the current Faculty Association president for the Maricopa County Community College District. John, thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.